Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of the government of Brazil, I would like to express our appreciation to Mr. Antonio Guterres' work for more than 10 years as UN High Commissioner for Refugees. We wish Mr. Guterres the best of luck in his future endeavors. Let me also thank UNHCR for the presentation of the Global Appeal 2016-2017, which showed the dire situation faced by the humanitarian actors across the globe, as well as the manifold challenges ahead of us. Brazil remains deeply concerned with the unprecedented humanitarian crisis. As we well know, more than 60 million persons are currently displaced, many of them affected by protracted conflicts. Unfortunately, in the short term, this number will most likely continue to grow. Despite our ongoing economic and financial constraints, Brazil was able to make an unearmarked voluntary contribution a few days ago of $1,300,000 to the UNHCR activities of protection, assistance, and reintegration of refugees. On the occasion of the International Donor Conference for Reconstruction and Development in Darfur, Brazil also made a contribution of $225,000 aimed at the strengthening of family farming developed in refugee camps. We have been working within our possibilities to receive people displaced by war and conflict. In 2013, we established a system to expedite the issuance of visas on a humanitarian basis for persons affected by the Syrian conflict who wish to seek shelter in Brazil. More than 8,000 Syrians have already benefited from such visas. President Dilma Rousseff recently confirmed this open arms policy by extending the program for 2 additional years. The decision motivated Brazil to sign with UNHCR last October an agreement to enhance and formalize cooperation on our visa program for people affected by the Syrian conflict. Syrians account for the largest number of refugees in Brazil today. It's still a small contingent compared to the magnitude of the crisis, but it is a contribution we believe can help many people in need. Rest assured that Brazil will continue to engage with the international community to maintain its support for UNHCR in 2016.